This is Vashti. I have decided that apparently I like to record audio stuff, so I thought I would do this sex questionnaire from B. Johns 27 and see if I could get more comfortable talking about sex stuff. So I guess I will be talking about sex because he likes to hear girls talk about sex, and I in regular life don't mind talking about it, so hopefully recording it and kind of talking through it will help me be more comfortable, so bear with me, or just turn it off, whatever floats your boat, I don't care. All right, here we go. So first question is favorite position and why? I guess I'm a little boring. I really like to be taken from behind, bent over. So, I mean, you could say doggy style, but I don't really like that term very much. But I like that position a lot. I like sometimes to have my hair pulled, and that's a good way to do that. I also kind of just like the feeling of being a little submissive, so I feel like that plays into that too. And I've always gotten a lot of enjoyment out of that position, so that's probably still my favorite. And the variations of that too, standing or kneeling or bent over a counter or something like that, those would all be acceptable as well. So, number two, have you ever been with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it, and how was the experience? If not, does it interest you, and do you hope to get one sometime? I have been with someone with a larger than average dick. I was with him for quite some time, and but it wasn't so large that when I saw it, I was like, "Oh shit, what are you gonna do with that thing?" Nothing like that. It was definitely manageable. So, I think I don't really remember having any kind of specific reaction when I saw it. He was, I don't know. How am I trying to say it? He had been, I'd already kind of known that it was that, what was larger. So I guess when I saw it, I wasn't really surprised. So it was a good experience. Obviously, I had that experience with him several times. I guess I was happy to have had it. However, I will take this opportunity to say that that kind of thing doesn't matter very much to me. I think I said this in my last thing. Anyway, so it's fine. It was good, and I do like that feeling of something larger, but it's not a deal breaker, I guess, if it's not. And I guess I wouldn't hope to get one that was too large. That does seem a little bit intimidating. So yeah, so I guess those are my thoughts on that question. excuse me. Three, do you give head? If so, do you enjoy deep throat? I do occasionally give head. For me, it's a very, I have to really want to do it. If I'm really in the mood, then I'm happy to do it. But if I'm not in the mood, I really don't want to be pushed to do it, or even kind of coerced, or I really don't like to have it be suggested by action when I don't know. I've had that a little bit, and so I would just rather do it when I feel like doing it and not when I feel like obligated to do it, I guess. In that circumstance, I do enjoy it, and I have a bit too shallow of a gag reflex for deep throat, so I've never really been very successful with that particular skill. So, so we'll just say no there, I guess. Yep. Number four, how do you feel about cum? Do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shot a lot and were surprised by how much? Where do you prefer it? I feel okay about cum. I like it. Generally, I like to see it. I like to see pre-cum a lot more probably than the final. I don't know. That sounds really silly. Anyway, I think pre-cum's kind of arousing. So I like to see it. I don't think I've been with somebody who I felt like has shot a lot and I couldn't believe how much it was. Maybe the only time I felt that way was the first time I ever, gave head, and it was so much and so in my mouth, and I was so young, and I didn't know any better or didn't know how to stop it or whatever. So I swallowed all of it and it seemed like a ton to me, but that could have just been an inexperience at the time. As far as where I prefer it, because I like to be taken from behind, I'm kind of a fan of having it in the small of my back. That seems like a really weird question to answer. But that's probably where I prefer to have it. Yeah. Yep. Five. Have you ever done anal? If so, did you like it? If not, are you interested at all? I have. I have numerous times, I suppose, would be the right way of saying it, with three different previous sexual partners. The first guy was actually the guy who I lost my virginity to, who was also a man who was on the very small side, penis size wise. And so he kind of talked me into do it one night after we'd had a few drinks, and it wasn't so bad. But as I said, he wasn't too large, so it wasn't so bad, and I enjoyed it, and so I thought it would probably be fine. And then the next guy I did it with, I was married at the time, and he was much larger, and it was a bigger kind of production to get ready for it and to make sure that we were both comfortable, but he was really interested. So we did it. I found it enjoyable again, and we did it occasionally over the time that we were together. And the last time was just a kind of a shorter term boyfriend. We did it one time, and I guess I just like it because I found it enjoyable then too. So, yep. Number six. Do you like it rough? Not necessarily BDSM, but would you ever tell a guy to just fuck the shit out of you? Think hair pulling and spanking. Yes. I mentioned earlier hair pulling. Definitely into that. I don't like to feel like my hair is being pulled out of my scalp, obviously, but some strategically timed hair pulling can be really great. And I am very interested in spanking. I have yet to be with somebody who really, I don't know if I've just been with men who were really, really sweet or something, or they just couldn't get it up for that. But I haven't really been with anybody who could bring themselves to spank me. So, not really, only kind of like silly, but I haven't been tested on that skill, I guess, or not skill. What am I trying to say? I haven't been tested. I don't know. My limits there haven't been tested. That's what I'm trying to say. My limits haven't been tested. So, I would be interested if I had the right person in doing that, I wouldn't want to have a one night stand with somebody and have them, you know, spank my ass so hard I couldn't stand it. I would want to feel like I could trust the person who was hopefully only wanting to do arousing love taps and not actually abuse me. So, yeah, that went to a weird place. Those are my thoughts on that. 7, ever had a threesome? If not, which kind would you be interested in? If any, 2 girls and a guy or 2 guys on you? This was in the last questionnaire that I answered, but I will try to elaborate a little bit more here. I did have a threesome one time with my boyfriend at the time, who's the same one that I lost my virginity to, and my best friend at the time. I don't even know what happened. It's so bizarre. But we were young and obviously had been drinking quite a bit, and we were playing poker or... Oh, the memory's so vague. I really had a lot to drink, and it's been many years now, but... or maybe we were playing Truth or Dare. Somehow, we were playing some game that we were taking our clothes off, and then it kind of, I guess, progressed to that point. It was awkward and weird, and I pretty much ended up just having sex with him, and then we just tried to fit her in somewhere. I don't know. It was very, very awkward. Side note though, come to find out that he had slept with her like 2 weeks before that, and I did not know that. So, stellar friends there. I'm not really big on sharing. I am kind of a one-on-one kind of person, and so I don't see myself ever being interested in doing something like that again. I don't want, I don't know, maybe I'm greedy, or I like to feel special in intimate situations, and I don't really want to share that attention, to be frank. So I am not interested. I wouldn't, in fact, that would probably be, if that was something that meant a lot to somebody that I was dating seriously, then I would have to really consider whether that was somebody I wanted to be with, because I feel really strongly about just being with one person. So that is how I feel about that. 8, do you watch porn? If so, what kind? I don't really watch porn. I'm not visually stimulated by sex. Well, not pictures. I read, so words are stimulating to me, but watching people have sex, it doesn't really do it for me. And generally, most of the porn that I find myself exposed to is so, it just really isn't at all attractive to me. I don't find those women attractive. I'm only interested in men, but if I'm going to watch something, I would like to also feel like the woman is somebody. I could see myself in that spot. And so I feel like your regular run-of-the-mill porn, not amateur porn so much, but just your regular kind of porn, it's hard for me to, because the scenes are so set up and fake and the women look so fake, I find it really hard to kind of put myself in that girl's position. And if I'm fantasizing and to be aroused, I want to be able to put myself in the situation that's being presented to me. It's easier for me to do that with, let's say, audio or erotica stories or something. So I think that is probably why I don't watch porn. If the mood ever strikes me, which I guess there have been very rare times that it has, I always go look for amateur porn. But I'd almost rather just watch a guy stroke himself than actually watch straight sex porn. So, but even that, I don't really watch. So, 9, do you talk to your partners with your girlfriends in any great detail? If so, you ever become curious about a guy because of it. I wouldn't say that I have discussed my partners in too much detail. Let me think about that. When I was younger, I did more than I would now. I think that there was a time when everybody I was hanging out with was also kind of single and sleeping around a little bit. And so it was much more, I was much freer kind of discussing that stuff just around. And at that time, I probably did discuss them in a lot of detail, but I don't really remember. And even now, I can't really see myself feeling very curious about maybe something that I had heard from one of my girlfriends. I assume that's what that question is asking. If so, you ever become curious about a guy? Because for me, especially if it's somebody who that's their regular partner, say boyfriend or husband, or if that was my regular partner, boyfriend, husband, whatever. If that's the case for me, if somebody's completely taken, I can't really find them attractive. It's like a switch goes off in me and I just am not interested. Like if I am, I really find somebody attractive and then I notice that they have a ring, it's like it turns off. I just don't have that thing about me. I know some people are attracted to that, and that's, I mean, to each their own, but for me, it's not. So if that's what that question means, if I'd ever become curious about maybe one of my other friends' guys because of it, I'd have to say no, because I wouldn't, I don't know. I'm really boring, I guess. Very vanilla girl here. I wouldn't let my mind even go there probably. So, that is that. That was 9, right? Okay. Number 10. Do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? If so, is it anything noteworthy to you, or do you just notice? I have in said doggy style positions. I've had that. I've also felt it during anal sex. I don't really think I've just noticed. It's not really noteworthy. Because I don't think I could say, oh, I felt it with this person, but not this person. So I don't think that there's like, I don't think I've thought about it that much. But I do remember I have felt it, and I don't mind feeling it, but it is just whatever, I guess. 11, ever squirted? Was it with a guy or on your own? I have. But only on my own. I have a couple of, over the years, I have had a couple of different toys that will kind of force that. So I know how to make that happen. And so it does happen occasionally. I have to be prepared for it because it does make quite the mess. But it's nice. It's a different kind of orgasm for me than anything else. So, yep, I haven't had it with a guy. I'm not quite sure. Maybe I haven't been with somebody who could quite hit the same spot, to make it happen. I haven't really had anybody try, I guess, either, but I haven't, not with anybody. I haven't had a situation where they have made me squirt, or anyway, whatever. Talk about the best sex you've ever had and why it was so great. I should have considered this question maybe before I did this questionnaire, because I'm not quite sure I really want to talk about it. Very cheesily, I think that the best sex that I ever had was when I was married, because I was in love with him. And he was also the most adventurous partner that I have had. And we had some kind of risky sex and sweet sex and all of that stuff. And so, as ridiculously cheesy as it sounds, for me, being in love with someone made the sex better. I'm sure that's not what this question or what this answer or the hope for this answer. I think the hope for this answer was probably something more like, oh yeah, and he was pulling my hair and he was fucking me in the ass. But I would guess probably with him, we had a day where we took the day off work and had a lot of sex that day. And one time in particular, around the middle of the day, we had anal sex and then took a bath. And I think that that moment with him, having that kind of sex with him, was probably the best sex I have ever had. There was hair pulling and it was really fantastic. So that would be that. I think that's the last question. It is. So if you made it through this whole, it looks like probably going to be around 22 and a half minutes, then thank you very much. Hopefully I'm not too boring, and hopefully this is the kind of girls talking about sex that Johns was hoping for. So that's it. That's just all I have to say, I guess. Thanks.